Hello, and welcome back to Pals Anime Lounge, a podcast where a bunch of pals get together to talk about anime using the free episode rule. I'm your host, Nikki, and joining me are Ace.
Hello.
And Rhodes.
Hiya.
Today, we are halfway through the summer 2021 anime season. Huzzah!
Ba, ba, ba.
That's a huzzah of relief. That's what that is.
Yeah, it is.
It's almost over.
Oh god, we're halfway. We've watched a lot of anime, and yeah, we've still got a lot more to watch. Before we get into today's episode, just a quick note that we will be taking a break, just because we are halfway, and yeah, we've watched a lot of anime. So there will be a week gap between this episode airing and the next one. We'll still be on the Thursday and the Saturday, but just bear in mind, there'll be a week's gap. With that out of the way, let's jump into today's episode, where we're going to talk about Life Lessons with Uramichi Oni-san. And I don't even really know where to begin explaining this show, so yeah, stay with me as we try to figure this one out. Based on a web manga, it is a comedy slice of life. I'm inclined to also call it a satire that has been animated by Studio Blank, who haven't actually worked on too much. Some notable work from them include Urokubo, which is young girls playing basketball, and My Girlfriend is a Show Bitch. That is the name. That is the name of that show, and yeah, that's a bit lewd. Anyway, this show follows a cast of characters who all work on a morning children's show called Together with Mama, and they're all miserable. Like, they are all so miserable and so done with life, but have to constantly remain cheerful and happy because they're dealing with groups of innocent preschoolers day in, day out. They're all kind of great in what they've done. Like the main character, he's a gymnast, you know, you've got singers, you've got artists, like everyone is in some way quite stand out. Like, they have this kind of like talent or past, but they're all kind of stuck in this like job, which they clearly all hate. And they're all questioning how their life basically got to where it is. Some are wondering how the hell they're still single. Some want to get married. But these characters that kind of they range between like 28 to like 32. Yeah, they're all just miserable. They're all very, very much struggling with just the daily life. And yeah, that's the show.
Millennial humor, isn't it? But like really poorly done.
Yeah, like the first episode, there's a moment where like, you know, he's being all happy doing the show. And a kid's like, how old are you? And he's like, oh, I'm 31. And it's like, oh, you're older than my dad. Why don't you have a wife and kid? And he just like just gets depressed and just kind of like breaks down. But the weird thing I noticed with this show is that like we get all these skits and back and forths. The crew never seem to like interfere or notice that like he's just having a meltdown. They're always just like, and cut. Yeah, great show. Take a break. We'll get the next group of kids. And he's just like, yay, thanks.
I actually thought it was quite funny when I first started watching it. And then they kept doing it again and again and again and again and again. And I was like, stop. Do something else. Try and be creative with the humour. I like the idea of it. Like, it's like a very realistic comedy in the sense of like, you know, it's a guy who is miserable in his life. And he's like, the balance of like his misery and these like hyperactive happy young kids, and like some of the things he says to them is quite funny, but then like after about 10 minutes you're kind of like, it's just the same thing. The kid says something and he's like, oh hey, don't worry about that, and then says something really negative to follow it up with, and you're like, it's boring now. I don't want to watch a series of this.
I'm enjoying it. it's dark humor, but it's not gruesome dark humor like about death and stuff. And the way that all the characters interact, particularly Uramichi Oni-san himself, whenever the two guys in the costumes are having little asides, somehow from across the room he can hear what they've said. Yeah. He's workplace bullying is very real and very not a funny thing, but I love how terrified these costumed guys are of him.
Yeah, it's so weird, isn't it? Like, these, you're like, what are they, like his juniors or something, I think?
Yeah, they're his juniors, they're his kohai.
Literally, he could walk in and ask them how they're doing and they'd shit themselves. It's ridiculous.
It's an interesting show, like, in its premise. But, yeah, just kind of go back to what you just said, right? Like, execution is very strange. Like, the show starts in the first episode and it's all like, yay, kids show. And you kind of start like, what the heck am I getting into? And all of a sudden his voice gets really hoarsey. And like, one of the kids is like, hey, what happened to your voice? And with a straight, like the big smile on his face, I was going to say straight face, but with a big smile, he's just like, it's because of all my heavy drinking. And then the intro just starts. And I was like laughing through the intro, like, oh, this is going to be good. But then after about 5 minutes, like, it kind of does, it like, it sets up. It's like, there's the kids, there's kind of a thing. Someone will say something, or he'll say something, and then like kind of, you know, it spirals, and then punchline. They do a little like title screen break very quickly, and then continue to the next skit. But yeah, after like five or six of these, like you just kind of like, okay, this is just the same joke just being told in different ways. And whilst they're funny, it's a bit like, oh god, there's 20 minutes of this. Whereas I feel it reminds me a lot of the name escapes me. There was a series a while back. I think it was forgive me if I'm wrong, like Honda-san. It's like, it's basically someone who works in a bookshop. Similar premise in that like all the characters are miserable and like just trying to survive. But like each episode was split in two, and so you had like a small self-contained little story which would have like respective jokes tied to like the character, the customer they're interacting with, and then it would just continue. Whereas like this does it, but they're like a minute and a half, 2 minutes each, so it's like really rapid fire, and it does get a little bit much.
There's a lack of consistency, isn't there? And like, you're kind of like, well, every time he does something, like anything vaguely happy happens, after a while you begin to realize that it'll happen. It's immediately cut off and like given a negative twist, and it's like, it was funny like the first couple of times, it's funny, and in fairness there are still some lines in it that make me laugh. But like the pattern of the humor is what is most repetitive, and that's what kills the humor. Because what makes the kind of one-liners you see in this funny in a comedy show is that like they happen when you don't expect them, right? Whereas in this show, they don't sugarcoat them. Like, you know when they're coming. Like, the kid will be like, oh, hey, I like cheese. And the guy will be like, did you know people kill cows? And you'll be like, probably knew that. Don't really know why it's relevant, though. You know, like, you just see it coming because it's a kid says a positive thing. He reinforces it and then follows it up with a negative line. It's like, what's the point?
Yeah, it's a very good point. It's a really, like, I mean, it makes sense because it's set on the TV kids show, but like it's a very colorful show. Voice acting is very good. The animation, when it's animated, like, there's not a lot of movement, to be honest with you, but it, like, it still looks good. I still found it quite good to watch, but just kind of like the humor is a bit like, to a degree, like when it started, I was a bit like, this is going to be a little bit relatable, isn't it? And then, you know, it got a chuckle at me, like, that's a mood. And then by like the seventh time, it's just like, oh, okay, now I'm just feeling a bit sad.
What do you think, Ace? You seem to love the show so much.
I agree. It does get kind of repetitive in the way that jokes are set up, but I did still really enjoy each episode. In the third episode, the two of them dressing up like a superhero and a supervillain, but kid-friendly. This is the guy who... who'll make you feel better when you're feeling poorly, and this is the supervillain who is making you feel poorly in the first place. So they have a fight. He throws balls at him. But each outside of the show, we do see the characters, how they interact and how they are on their own. One guy in the second episode, Urumichi, he says that his favorite animal is a chinchilla, which cracks up this other guy. And from context, it seems that this other guy finds things that are other words for penis funny. Like, someone in this shop says salami, and this guy cracks up. I don't understand how chinchilla is can be a synonym for penis. But yeah, that's this guy's personality. The female member of the cast, Utano, she's asked, if you had to choose out of the two other presenters, who would you marry? And she gets super serious and gives quite good advice, saying, don't rely on a man's good looks or kind nature. They won't follow. They won't take you through the very far in the future.
I feel like Ace had a really good time watching this.
I did. I've watched so many kids shows that it's fun to see the other side of it.
Do you think this is what Mr. Tumble is like?
That's exactly what I was thinking when I was watching this show. Oh, that poor Mr. Tumble. Once the kids wander off, he's like, oh God, give me the hip flask.
It is kind of funny because I can almost imagine that, yeah, there are people. Actually, now I'm thinking about it, I kind of wonder if that would made it a bit more interesting. It's like, maybe if like one of the hosts really, really liked it, like they loved their job both on and off camera, and everyone else was miserable, and you had that dynamic. But I can appreciate that, like, there's just all these people that are just like, they're just so done. You know, they could have had amazing careers and now they work on a kids' TV show and have to. I mean, like literally in the first episode, like, this is the kid just starts hitting him with a wand, and he's just like, what are you doing? And she's like, I'm casting a spell to make you feel better. And it's like, she's just hitting him in the crotch. Like,
yeah. It just, like I said, it has its moments. It's just, its format is what hurts. Also, I don't know what it is, but there's something about like the art that feels so, eh. I really can't describe what it is, but like everything feels a bit off. I don't know if that's the point, but like, it just feels a bit like, it's not the sharpest it could be. Like, everything feels like it could be a little bit better. And I don't know what it is, but like that, I honestly couldn't tell you why I think that the art is bad, because it's not like awful. You don't look at it and think, oh, that's ugly. But like, it just, like, I just look at it and I think, something's not right about what I'm looking at right now. I really can't put my finger on it.
I also can't put my finger on why you think that. But I personally don't see it, to be quite honest.
I mean, as I mentioned, like, it's not the most animated of shows, so that could also be part of it. That's not to say that like it doesn't move at all, or it's a slideshow. Like, it just, there's no big expressive movements. It kind of, it just happens. But it's, you know, I think given what it's trying to do, it does an okay job of it. But I do agree that like maybe I feel like it would be better if it was half the length. Like, if each episode was like 15 minutes long, and so you had only like two or three. Maybe you had like two or three on show moments, and then the rest of the episode was them backstage. Whereas you kind of get like a bit on stage, a bit off stage, you know, it kind of jumps back and forth and it can't really make up its mind where it wants the characters to be. And they go and do other things outside of work at times. I don't know. I have also just double checked, just to correct myself from earlier. The show I was thinking of is called Skullface Bookseller Honda-san, and each episode is 11 minutes long. I highly recommend checking that one out if you haven't, because that show, not on the same like depressed level, but like that does a similar setup as this show, but I would argue does it better just in the way it's presented. However, I know we keep doing this. We keep looking at the My Anime List scores because they're kind of interesting and give us a talking point. But as always, we'll give our final scores in the end of season episode. This currently has a 7.58, and I feel like this has a slightly higher score than some of the other anime we've spoken about, because it's that kind of relatable dark humor. It is really funny at times.
There are parents reviewing this show.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. It's like you said, you've watched a lot of kids shows, so seeing this is like, it's hilarious because it's kind of the other side. Whereas, I'll be honest, I don't watch a lot of kids shows, if any. So you get my point. I don't know. I don't really have anything else to say about this, to be honest with you. It's probably the first show this season where I've kind of like, I really am just indifferent to it. I don't hate it. I don't love it. If you were to show me like a 1-2 minute segment, I'd probably laugh hysterically. But if I have to watch those back to back, like an episode is structured, just loses the funny. I don't know.
No, it's exactly it. I think it would work better in the manga form, which, in fairness, from what I've read, seems like it's the case. Like, the manga deals with it better, because you turn the page and boom, there's suddenly a bit of dark humour. But, I mean, I sound like a broken record at this point. It's just the way it's done. Like, it's so overdone that it's not the content that's not funny. It's just how often it's done where you're kind of like, oh, just get some new material, man.
Yeah.
In the second episode, there was a really weird section that they decide to do a song, and the Utano starts singing, and it looks like it's lip synced the way it's animated. I was watching her. I was so distracted by that.
Yeah, but that's what I mean about, like, there's just something uncanny about it. Like, there's something, I really don't know what it is. But, like, there's just scenes like that where you watch it and you're like, something's wrong. Like, something is wrong here, but I don't know what that thing is.
Yeah, whenever the rest of the time the characters talk, their lip flaps are on point. But for that song, it just looked like the character was lip syncing, which was a really weird decision if they did decide to do that, because I don't think the character, the voice actor, sung that particular song. But yeah, the lip flaps were off. It was a really weird moment. Oh, episode 3. Just been looking over my notes. At the end, the end credits started really early, and then it's a super long post-credits scene. Like, I thought, oh, I wonder why there's still so much of the show left when the end credits have started. So I scrubbed forward a bit, and oh, it's a really long post-credits scene where Urumichi is watching an advert drawing and then sends a text message. What does this look like to you? A chupacabra. He's drawn a dog.
Yeah. Oh, dear. I don't know. It's like I say, it's got funny bits. It's just, it's overdone. It's like, I can't remember what show it was, but there was an old comedy show that people used to love. And, like, one of the things I couldn't stand about it was the fact that, like, they just try and jam so many jokes into it that it kills the idea of comedy. Because you can't relax. Like, you can't take a breather from what's going on. And that's what this show feels like. You know, like, very rarely does it feel like there's anything progressing. It's just like, joke, 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 joke. And you're like, oh, just fucking chill out. Like, let it breathe. Like, let me laugh at the last one before you tell me the next one.
No, 100% on that. All right, well, as we always do, we'd like to give a show a thumbs up, thumbs down, or a meh based on the first three episodes. Ace, I think I know what you're going to say, but what's yours?
Yeah, it's a thumbs up from me. I'm enjoying this.
Nice. How about you, Rhodes?
It's a thumbs down from me, I'm afraid. I think, like I said, the comedy, the quality of joke isn't the problem. It's the way it's presented, and I think that is, like, it makes me difficult for me to recommend it as a comedy, even though it is one. And also, I just, the art, it's just, there's something off about it. I don't think it's as good as other things in the series. And yeah, it's a thumbs down.
No, that's fair. It's going to be a thumbs down from me as well. I can appreciate the humor. And again, like I said, if you were to show me, like, small clips, I'd probably laugh. But I don't know. There's just something about it. But yeah, that'll do us. Thank you very much for joining me, Ace and Rhodes. And of course, thank you very much for listening to this episode of the Pals Anime Lounge. If you like the show, then why not subscribe on Stitcher or Spotify? You can also enjoy video versions of each episode on YouTube. Just search for the Pals Anime Lounge to find them. As always, we release new episodes every Thursday and Saturday at 8 p.m. UK time, so check back to wherever you're listening to this episode. Catch the next one when it goes live.